Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from our sponsor. The Daily Compliance News for June 2, 2023, The End Is Nigh edition. We begin with that story from The Wall Street Journal. LIBOR's last users face challenges as the deadline for its demise nears. Companies that haven't switched away from LIBOR ahead of this June 30 deadline could face a host of operational risks and potentially higher borrowing costs. LIBOR, which long underpinned financial contracts, was given the death penalty for a manipulation scandal over a decade ago, and now the end is nigh. So June 30 will be the end of LIBOR. Next up, from the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, or the OCCRP, reports that corruption in South Sudan's gold sector is bleeding its miners dry. It is a popular choice for traders in Africa, but widespread smuggling and corruption have deprived many of the people of much-needed revenue and economic development. So once again, you see how the invidiousness of corruption really damages an entire society. South Sudan is generally perceived as one of the most corrupt countries on earth, and this report certainly seems to follow that. Next up in one of the great stories of capitalism, Ford Motor Company sues Blue Cross Blue Shield in an antitrust case over, quote, astronomical, end quote, profits. Yes, Ford Motor Company says that price-fixing conspiracy caused it to pay inflated prices and too much to Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's just amazing that Ford Motor Company would accuse someone of charging too much money. And our final story comes to us from Bloomberg, where the great state of Texas, where rarely anything positive comes out of our legislature, we have some positive news. And that positive news is company grants for creating jobs and relocating businesses to distressed economic areas has expanded to companies that allow work from home. So yes, the reality of the pandemic, the state of Texas will give tax breaks to companies to reflect this new hybrid work reality. And the economic development for strategy post-COVID in the state of Texas really explores and expands on this. So I'd really ask you to think about, are there benefits that your company has not thought about in working from home? And if you are in the great state of Texas, perhaps your company might be entitled to some rebates. So shout out to the Texas legislature, something I rarely get to do. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.